Chapter 4
The Spring Sproing Spring Party.
What in Equestria will Pinky dream up next time? Twilight Sparkles said to Fluttershy. Look at this place. The two pony friends stood on the sidelines of the Spring Sproing Spring Party, taking in the splendor and warm spring sunshine. As Pinky had promised, the whole area by the lake was decorated in a springy theme. Corkscrew streamers and ribbons hung from the trees. Three massive pink trampolines were set up, along with a bouncy barn, jump ropes, a big bin of bungees, and a bunny bed. It was, indeed, the springiest place any pony had ever seen.
I can't believe Pinkie Pie put all this together in just one day. She's so talented,
Fluttershy said in her soft voice.
And Angel Bunny sure is having fun with his friends.
She pointed to the area where about 25 bunnies were hopping up and down on a mattress, giggling. Nearby Rainbow Dash was taking her turn on one of the trampolines.
And look at Rainbow over there,
added Applejack, trotting up and joining them.
She sure knows how to put on an exciting show.
Rainbow did a triple backflip, and all the ponies waiting in line cheered.
Totally cool, Rainbow,
squeaked Scootaloo. Rainbow Dash was her idol, and Scootaloo thought anything she did was awesome.
Do it again,
shouted Lemon Hearts, a yellow unicorn with a sky blue mane. Rainbow didn't miss a beat. She called out,
You think that was cool? I can do another trick that's at least 40% cooler.
A moment later, she launched herself into another triple flip routine that would have shamed any circus pony. She jumped high into the sky, burst through a fluffy cloud, and somersaulted back down to the trampoline, all without the use of her wings. The crowd cheered once more.
Whee!
Pinkie Pie bounced up to her friends, still wearing her shoes with the giant springs on them.
Hey, girls, isn't this party hoppin'?
Pinkie began to laugh.
Get it? Hoppin'?
You could say that, all right, replied Applejack. I think I'm gonna go for a jump on that bouncy barn. Looks almost like the one we have at home, except it's inflatable.
Of course it does. I designed it based on the one at Sweet Apple Acres. You want to know why? Huh?
Pinkie asked, nodding her head.
Because he's the friendliest barn I know. You sure raised him well, Applejack.
I wasn't aware you knew a lot of barns personally, Pinkie, Twilight joked. It amused her that Pinkie was now making friends with buildings, along with every pony in town. What was next? Hanging out with vegetables? A picnic with trees?
Oh, I do, said Pinkie.
She began talking really fast.
You'd be surprised. Let's see. There's the Rock Farm Barn, the Barn of Nana Pinkies, the Barn of Granny Pies. That one's a little grumpy and a gazillion trillion more.
Her mane was puffed up to full height, which meant that Pinkie was very excited. Either that, or she'd just been jumping a lot. Or both.
So, have you guys tried any of the super fun activities yet?
Rarity, who had joined them in the middle of Pinkie's barn speech, sighed loudly. Oh, you know I normally would, darling, except I just can't stand the thought of having to fix my mane afterward. Jumping and perfect hair do not go together. She flicked her shiny purple coif to illustrate her point and trotted off to go check out her reflection in the lake.
Okie dokie lokie,
Pinkie replied, unfazed.
Catch you later, Rarity.
Twilight shrugged, then watched as Spike dived off the bungee platform, laughing as he sprang back up like a baby dragon-sized yo-yo.
Well, Pinkie,
I'd say your spring party is a smashing success, she said. It seems like every pony in town is here. Even some ponies I've never seen before. Like that group over there. Twilight gestured toward the bouncy barn, where an older couple stood with their two daughters. The old stallion had a light brown coat and gray mane with long sideburns, and wore an old-fashioned pilgrim hat and tie. His wife had a light gray coat and wore her dark gray mane tied up in a tight bun, along with glasses and a stern expression on her face. The two young mares with them were different shades of gray. Their manes were both bone straight, but one of them had her bangs cut evenly across, and the other had hers flipped over the side of her face. They looked at each other and then frowned at the festivities going on around them. Twilight furrowed her brow, wondering why the family was acting so odd. Maybe they are new to Ponyville, or they are just passing through? Something about their look said that these weren't really urban ponies. They seemed so confused and lost. The two young ponies looked up at the large inflatable barn like they'd never even seen one before.
New ponies? Oh boy, where?
Shouted Pinkie Pie, darting across the field. She loved nothing more than welcoming new residents to town and learning every single thing about them. A pony could never have too many friends. Pinkie ran back and forth, scanning the crowd until her eyes landed on the group in question. The smile on her face instantly grew to maximum Pinkie happiness.
I don't believe this!
Pinkie screamed with joy. She bounced up to the top of the bungee platform and pulled out a glittery pink megaphone.
Fillies and gentle colts, your attention, please!
Every pony stopped jumping and turned to Pinkie for her big announcement.
I'd like you all to welcome to Ponyville my family! Look, look, it's really them!
Pinkie threw confetti onto the crowd of town's ponies, and a cheer rang out.
See, that's my mom, Cloudy Quartz, and my dad, Ignatius Rock, and my two sisters, Marble Pie and Limestone Pie.
The crowd craned their necks to get a look at the newcomers.
That's Pinkie Pie's family?
Spike said to Twilight.
But they don't look anything like her.
Maybe they are one of those families that are similar in other ways, Twilight suggested. They did look a bit plain to have such a kooky daughter like Pinkie, but families came in all shapes, sizes, and colors.
Yay! Family!
Pinkie jumped onto one of the trampolines, using it as a launch pad to land right in front of her sisters. Pinkie couldn't believe how her luck had turned around today. She loved parties and she loved surprises. But a visit from her parents and sisters at one of her parties? That was the biggest surprise of all.